Before we begin this episode, I want to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. A little at the dollar gets you some dope rewards, like an archive of almost a decade of content at this point. And $5 gets you a video episode of every new episode, and $10 gets you a bonus episode. And I want to give a special shout out to three of our like super loyal patrons, Christian G, Evelyn P, and Cassandra G. Y'all are our BFFs, BBF BFFs. And we truly really appreciate y'all. If you also want to help the production of this podcast, feel free to support us on Patreon. A little bit goes a long way. You'll find the link in the description. All right, we're doing it live. Hola, hola, hola. I am Ruben coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And you had a recession indicator?
I did. So I actually went to the strip club on Friday. Haven't been there in a while. Love strip clubs. But that cover charge was a lot more than usual, bitch. What the fuck? And it pisses me off, not even just like for me going in, but like for the girls. Because if people are paying a lot at the door, they're not spending money on the girls, you know? So that, and then the second one when I was in there, like strippers have their stage name. There were all like the regular names, you know, like Jessica, Ashley, Nicole. And those have always been around, but I'm like, where's Coco at? Where's Bunny? Where's Malibu at? You know, like what the fuck is this? So I felt like that was a recession indicator for me at the strip club. All I'm saying, bring back real strip culture, you
That's
know.
so real.
But anyway, more important things have happened,
No,
and
but
the lot,
that's so real
yeah.
though, because I also went to a strip club very recently, and I also found myself like, actually, we did end up going in because the cover was $20, just to
No,
get
the
in.
cover here was like 25, maybe 30. I don't remember how much it was. And I worked at strip clubs. Obviously, this was like back in like 2008, 2007. So again, this was a long ass time ago, but $20 at the door, and that was even to me like a lot, but no, absolutely not.
I'm just like, out of, because I was rolling with the homies, so I was like, you guys are just gonna make $100 that with us that the girls are not even gonna see. So like, what is even the point? Strip clubs takes like so much overhead. That's why like when like all the LA strippers unionized, like that was such a big deal. Because they were finally gonna get like their, you know, get paid what they really were making, right? So power to strippers. I also like a strip club. There's a couple of pretty good ones over here, in Portland. I mean, we're the strip capital of America.
Are you?
Yeah,
Huh.
cause people can go fully bare here, and you can drink at the club.
Well, we have those too, but it has to be outside of county limits.
Oh no, it's everywhere here.
Okay, well, I figured it would have been like Las Vegas, honestly. Or
No,
no,
I mean,
okay.
I think they have strip clubs. I don't think they
Not that
consider
many.
themselves.
Yeah,
They
that's
don't
like
consider
for
themselves.
cuz casinos and stuff, yeah.
I don't think they
Well,
consider
also a
themselves.
big recession indicator in El Paso, period, in regards to strip clubs is like, again, back in like 2007, 2008, we had so many strip clubs, and like now there's only like, I don't even know, like three, four, whereas before there was just so many. So that's, yeah, sucks.
That reminds me. Did you ever watch Mo on Netflix? It's about like this Palestinian like comedian who like works at a strip club.
Oh wow. No, I've never heard of that.
It's
Sounds
pretty
interesting though.
good. I watched like the first four episodes and like it was super good. But on to the biggest news. in the land right now. Yeah, somebody fucking murdered Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, and he was such a nice guy.
Yeah, you know, we would like to say some quotes of his, but apparently now you get fired if you directly quote Charlie Kirk, who apparently the country is mourning over. Most recently, the Washington Post fired Karen Ataya, who, like, I don't even get along with. I actually had her blocked on Twitter, but Karen Ataya is like a journalist. But she said like some, I believe, transphobic shit in the past that I blocked her for. But for the Washington Post, on her, she worked for the Washington Post, and recently she, all she did was quote Charlie Kirk when Charlie Kirk said that black women did not have the brain processing capabilities to like get into a good university or get into positions of power. And that's all she did, and the Washington Post fired her for that. And so even though like the country wants us to mourn this man who apparently was an upstanding American, we cannot directly quote him, right? Because that is offensive.
Yes, and so now, so today, and we're gonna unpack a lot of this, but this is like me and Ruben, we're like, where do we even begin with this? Like, so it could be a little over the place, but I just want to say, so today, JD Vance stepped in for Charlie Kirk on his show. I haven't watched any of this. This is just something that came up, and he said, sorry guys, I had to save this. Okay, here we go. Oh, this is a direct tweet from him actually too, and it says, "If we want to stop political violence like what happened to Charlie Kirk, we have to be honest about the people who are celebrating it and the people who are financing it." My closing remarks on okay. Well, his closing remarks were, "If you see someone celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, you need to call it out and you need to report them to their employer." This is what our vice president said. So that's what's happening right now. So the people that are like, we love free speech. We love free speech and we hate cancel culture and everyone else are a bunch of snowflakes and sensitive are now telling us that we're gonna get deported, that we're gonna get fired, for free speech, for not, you know, mourning over a father or whatever they're calling him, or a relative.
Like, if you can't, like, if we're supposed to mourn this man, but we can't quote him directly, we can't name anything positive he's done. And the only thing, the po positive thing that people have to say about him is that he was a father. Like, that is not an upstanding citizen. Like, that is sketch, like, at
It's
best.
also one is like if the nicest thing that people can say about you is that you have fucking relatives, that you have a fucking child and wife, like because I have not seen them say, or actually interestingly enough, is like I haven't seen any videos being shared by politicians like to be like the only I've only seen one, and that's when he's like, I want to be remembered by my courage and that I was a servant of God. That is the only video that I have seen them sharing. All the other videos is like other people sharing it, right? Like they're not like, let's, they can't be like, let's show a video of Charlie Kirk to show what an amazing person he was because everything he's fucking says in these videos are racist and transphobic and hateful and xenophobic, right? It's like all they can do is make these AI videos of him and Jesus
Oh, God.
that I've seen a million of variations of. And post pictures of him and his family. That is it. There's no quotes from Charlie Kirk that are like, this man was kind, this man, whatever. It's so that's very telling that, you know what I mean? Like, the only good thing about you is that you were a dad. And also, like, unpacking that is like, are we gonna act like fathers are automatically like great people? Because it's very rare. Okay, let's be fucking for real. We're talking about dads. Dads. I actually saw a video earlier because like again I know who Charlie Kirk is. I knew who he was obviously, but like which we'll get into the debate bullshit in a minute, but like I never actually sat there and like would click on these debate videos because I'm like why? Like, I'm not
Right.
gonna watch some debate over if trans people are people, if immigrants are deserving of respect, if as a woman, like, get the fuck out of my face, right? Like, I'm not gonna sit here and watch this bullshit. But like, this is the first time that I'm like seeing these videos and I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? But earlier I saw one where he was like, something about, he's like, my wife, right? Like, my wife has the ability to do all of these things with my daughter that I can't. Like, she shows her compassion and empathy and intuition. And I'm like, you can't show your daughter compassion and empathy? Like, that's a fucking wild thing to say, that your wife is in charge of these emotional things with your daughter that you cannot. Oh, because I forgot, he doesn't believe in empathy. So it's like the man who said, you know, in one of the videos, where someone was debating him, you know, if your daughter was the victim of a sexual assault and she was 10 years old, you know, in regards to abortion, and he said he, like, she would give birth. Like, he would force her to give birth. So this is like, again, even if he hadn't said these things, it's like, it does not matter if you were a good father, like, you were a shitty person. And I actually, I don't think you can separate the two, really. I don't think you can. But just for the sake of this, like, let's just say those are two different things. Like, he could have been the most loving father in the world, and he can still be a piece of shit.
So I actually got in a big fight with my little sister, my middle sister. I have too many sisters over this because honestly, when Charlie Kirk died. First of all, I was like in shock. I like remember when he was shot, and I was like, "There's no way." Like, evil people live forever. Like,
Bitch, oh my God, me too. Tell, I had a meme ready to go, like, of him surviving, because I was like, all the evil people survive, like, he's gonna survive, like, of course they do. But I thought the exact same thing, so I was truly shocked that he died. But go on.
I even like refused to see the film of him getting shot for a hot minute, just because I was like, I don't want to get my hopes up. And also, like, I just tend to avoid that type of content if I can. But then somebody was like, y'all bitches acting really sensitive about like watching this Nazi die. Meanwhile, like, we're inundated with like videos of Palestinians getting bombed and maimed in Palestine, and we've just chalk that up to like the state of the world. So like, shut the fuck up. And that really got me together, to be honest with you. But my little sister, so when he finally died, I was memeing through it, girl. I was
I
like,
honestly think he died on impact. I don't know, they were acting like he was alive for like a few hours after, but go on.
can you die? Like, if you're not shot in your brain, like, that's the only time when you can die on impact, pretty much, like when it's
I don't think
brain.
so. I saw a video of it on Instagram of like what happens when you hit each other. And this could have been fake. Okay, I should my whatever. I don't know. I saw that video and it wasn't like intentional. It was, I was just scrolling, it happened, and I was like, holy shit. Like, I was not ready for it. I was not expecting it. But I was like, even I was like, I don't think like he can survive. Like, I feel like he died on, but whatever. I mean,
I
at the
feel
end of the
like,
day, he's dead.
yeah, I feel like I've watched enough Grey's Anatomy that I feel like I've seen them figure it out if somebody gets
Okay.
shot there.
Get Christina Yang.
Christina Yang would have
Actually,
saved him, you
yes,
know?
the only one who wouldn't have saved him was George O'Malley. So let's
No, he
remember
was
that.
always good.
Do you remember that episode in Grey's Anatomy where it was like that guy had a Nazi tattoo?
Yeah, and he like
And
sewed him up in a.
the only person in that fucking, in that whole cast that was like, fuck Nazis, the world would be better off dead without you, was George O'Malley. Like, the only white man, like, okay, irrelevant. Anyway, let's
George
continue.
O'Malley was an angel.
He sure was.
R.I.P. I
Well,
don't know.
no. And we'll actually, no. We'll talk about him and his little nice, like the whole Meredith, whatever.
Oh,
Getting off
yeah,
track.
because he cheated on Callie with like at least
He cheated on
one.
Kelly, but also he, you
Was
don't
like
remember
nice
like when he
guy.
slept with Meredith and then everyone was like blaming her, like, why would you do this to George and how dare you do this? And you knew he was in love with you. And it's like, yeah, he took advantage of Meredith and like now you're all blaming him when she was like drunk and vulnerable. Like, okay, that's a whole other conversation. But let we got off track. We got off track. We got off
So
track.
he got shot. I was memeing through it, and then my little sister called my behavior gross, And she was like, he's a father, blah, blah. And then I'm like, and it's like, she was like, that could have been our father, blah, blah. And I was like, no, that could not have. Like,
What? That is a wild thing to say.
because our dad was like a drug dealer, and she was like, people wanted him dead too. And I'm like, and he technically did die in prison, so the state did kill him. So whatever. But like, she was like, what if that was our dad? And I was like, but it's not. And even when our dad was alive, he was not like that type of evil. And second of all, and she was like, well, I just see like a family in pain, blah, blah. I'm like, this is what he said about, you know, incest and abortion as it relates directly to his daughter. And she just like, and she just did not want to engage. And she actually blocked me because I wouldn't let it go, because I was like, you know, you're not defending your point. You're not making it seem like this is actually somebody that we have to mourn. It just shows me that you literally don't know what the fuck is up. Like, and so she blocked me on Instagram, and then I was like, no, you're being a dumbass. Like, first of all, she's never in her fucking life posted anything about Palestinian people. And I was like, if you cared much so much about families, why didn't have you posted about like these last 2+ years that Palestinians have been on the news dying? She could not answer that. And I was like, answer that question. Like, and she couldn't. And I kept sending her quotes, and she finally blocked me on her phone too. So that was one sister down. The other sister, my older sister, her husband was like posting like, rest in peace to the great Charlie Kirk, blah, blah, and posting shit like, it's really scary that somebody who you share 90% of your views with gets shot just for expressing them.
90%?
Girl. And mind you, this is a black Mexican, like a black Mexican conservative man. And I was like, really, Travis, you believe this? So when Charlie Kirk said that he thinks black people were better off enslaved, and before the Civil Rights Act, or before like they had like full voting rights, like, you think you were better off then? He could not answer me. And yeah, so I stopped talking, and like, my older sister was probably posting shit, but she blocked me on her story a while ago. And this is the same sister who's like anti-welfare, but asked me for money like every 6 fucking weeks. Like, and I'm just like, bitch, I'm your welfare. So I stopped talking to, yeah, those two sisters. So I only have my youngest sister now, who we've just kind of been making fun of them, because then it turns out that the middle sister didn't really know who this dude was, but because she's so tight with my older sister, she just followed her lead. Yeah, and it which I knew from the get-go, because this middle sister, like Erica, she like never she's like so politics don't exist to her, only like nails and hair and sheen exist to her. Like, yeah.
So I'm seeing this a lot. Actually, one of the things that I was thinking about earlier is like, first, half the people mourning this man don't even know who the fuck he was. Straight up. I know you don't, because you know what? I came across, like, now when I'm like looking at reels on Instagram, it's like followed by or liked by, you know, whatever. And a video from his actual, like the actual Charlie Kirk Instagram page. Like, I went on it and I had two people from my personal Instagram that like followed this man. I'm like, wow, okay. And then I refreshed it in like another person. So I was like, you guys are barely following this person, because you know what I mean? Like, it just feels like all of a sudden, like, people are gonna levitate towards mourning a white man regardless of who it is. Especially when the president and like MAGA are telling you that you should be mourning this person because of, you know what I mean? Like, they're just gonna, everyone's just kind of gonna go that way, like trendy. And it's like, first of all, bitch, we got a lot of people who have never said shit about politics, who are apolitical, never said shit about, not just about Palestine, just like nothing ever political. All of a sudden, they're like, I don't wanna get political. I usually don't say this, but like, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, who the fuck are you? You're dumb. You like, and then there's the people that I feel obviously genuinely are quote unquote mourning this person. They knew who he was, they followed him. And it's like, sorry, there's a lot of thoughts happening. Like, they are projecting their own feelings of like, they're upset because they're like, these people are making fun of him for dying. They're saying he deserved it. And I agree with him. So what are they saying about me? They're saying that I also deserve this, that I also deserve to die. Now my life is in jeopardy. Like, it's like all a projection. It's like, you agree with him, or like people are like, well, I don't agree with everything he says. And it's like, well, what do you agree with, bitch? Because I haven't seen him say one single
Agreeable thing.
agreeable thing, period. You got me out here agreeing with people like Nick Fuentes sometimes, and that's
Shut
when
the
he talks
fuck up.
about
He's like a far,
I
far
know, we're
right.
gonna get to him. We're gonna get to him. But in regards to like Palestine, sometimes, like, which is like also coming from an anti-Semitic thing. Okay, we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. I retract that. Okay, I'm sorry. But what I meant to say is like sometimes, like, these, like, what's that white blonde lady's name? Marjorie
Taylor Greene.
Taylor Greene. Like, sometimes she'll post shit about especially about Palestine, and I'm like, y'all got me out here agreeing with her. And does that mean that she's a good person? No, right? But like, a broken clock can be right twice a day is what I'm saying. But like, with Charlie Kirk, I have not seen one single thing that he's been neutral on, that he's been like, no, like nothing at all. It's all been just like nothing but hate, nothing but hateful discourse. And yeah, so I don't know. People are just jumping on a bandwagon of like fake outrage, and like, and then I'm seeing a lot of they're gonna just a mess. I can't even on my, like, when I'm scrolling down Instagram on Reels specifically, it's like a leftist thing, and then I get a lot of like pro Charlie Kirk videos, and then I get like, it's just so I have seen these fucking AI videos, I have seen these like white Christian women yelling, I have seen leftists laughing. I just get a lot of a little bit of everything. So I'm just like all over the place.
Unlike the like agreeing with these right wingers when, because some of them finally have woken up to the the cruelty of Israel. That is like a broken clock being right type of shit. I'm wary of like ever agreeing with them because I know it's coming from like an anti-Semitic, some anti-Semitic shit.
Anti-Semitic or just something that like they can pro like that they can use in their favor, I feel. If it's not just anti-Semitism, it's like, this is gonna get me these voters, or just like something that's not 100% genuine, I feel.
But because I know that, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nick Fuentes, and a couple other folks have been, and it's not even like they've been pro-Palestine, they've been
Anti
anti-Israel.
Israel. Yeah, there's a clear
As
distinction.
like a shorthand to be like anti-Semitic in so many ways. So I am wary of aligning myself with that because technically I think also David Duke is like anti-Israel. And if you don't know who that is, he's like the fucking leader of the Ku Klux Klan, which have kind of fallen off, but that's another story. But I saw that like, well, first of all, after this motherfucker got shot, there was all these like, witch hunts for like the shooter of Charlie Kirk, right? And initially it was like reported that supposedly it was like a trans person. Based on like basically nothing, except
Based
that
on wishful thinking from the
basically,
right side, like, that's it.
they were saying that like some letters that were carved into the bullets were referencing like trans rights or whatever. And I believe the letters were like TRN, and they were like, oh, this stands for trans rights, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, idiots. Like, y'all say you're pro-gun, but don't know that like that engraving is like standard in like most bullets of a certain brand or another. So they were trying to blame trans people, mainly capitalizing on like the moral panic that, you know, has long existed against trans people, but more recently, ever since like another shooter was said to be trans recently. And then they arrested the wrong person because when Charlie Kirk got shot, this old man just randomly yelled, "And I do it again." And that made like the authorities like chase that man and give like the actual alleged shooter time to run. But like, how hated do you have to be that like somebody's willing to take like the fucking like the rap for shooting you, even though they had nothing to do with it? And
I
like,
think, can we? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
yeah.
cut you off. It's just like there's so many things.
That
Okay,
reminds me, we haven't
talking.
even talked about why he was there, but continue.
Yeah. So I cannot get over the irony of in the way that he died. Like, under a Prove Me Wrong banner, which I think is hilarious. but also just the last fucking thing that this motherfucker said. With some anti-trans, anti-black bullshit. And then I'm like, did the shooter hear him? And he was like, yep, this is happening, right? Because it was just like perfect timing. I'm sorry. Like,
What had
you're
he
gonna talk
said?
shit. So the debater, the person that was like asking him a question, was like, do you know how many mass shootings have been carried out by trans people? And he's like, too many. And then everyone started clapping. I'm like, ooh, okay. So whatever. And the person's like, okay, it's been five. But do you know how many people or how many have been? I don't know. Actually, I should have known. Like, I don't know if he's like, do you know how many of those were like men or mass shootings?
No, he asked, you know how many mass shooters have been trans? And Charlie Kirk said too many. And then the speaker was like, no, it's been five in the last 10 years, which amounts to like not even 1%. And then that same person asked, do you know how many you know how many shootings have been in the last 10 years? And then Charlie Kirk said, counting or not counting gang violence. And those were
Yeah.
his last words.
Yes. So it's like it just that like the whole thing is just like, dare I say it, just like chef's kiss. So I'm sorry.
Honestly, like, you know, live
Cause
by the sword, die by the sword kind of shit.
bitch, that was,
That's
you
kind of
know,
iconic.
and it's iconic. I was gonna say it's iconic. I'm sorry. Like, it was kind of perfect timing. I'm like, did was it able to, like, I don't know. I think the shooter just shot, whatever. I don't think he was like, who knows? Maybe he was waiting for that to, who cares? But yeah, I really thought he was gonna live. He died, whatever. I know we all shouldn't be surprised at like the reaction that we're seeing, but I'm a little, I don't know what the word is. I don't think it's surprise because like it doesn't surprise me. It's like white supremacists mourning another white supremacist, you know? But I'm like, the level of the shit is like we're on Monday. Like this shit happened what, last Wednesday? And it's like that has escalated to like we're putting, what is it, like the flags
A half mass.
half mass, which we'll talk about right now. And now it's like now we're building a data base website, like what's the equivalent of like the anti-Israel one?
I think the anti-Israel one is called like Stop Anti-Semitism or something like that,
No,
dot com.
it's called
Are you talking about the ADL?
no, like the website where they like do the same. They like post people who are like quote unquote anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I think it's called like Stop Anti-Semitism.com or some shit like that. And they have like the Anti-Semite of the Week and shit like that. That one?
Cannery Mission. Cannery Mission, they do the same thing. They just post like academics and students who have like critiqued the state of Israel and are pro-Palestinian. This is like their version, and they were calling it charliesmurderers.com,
Oh
and then
yeah.
lawyers on Twitter lawyers on Twitter were like, if you are on this list, like you can file a lawsuit. And then now they
Yeah.
changed it to like Charlie Kirk's like
Data.
database. Like,
Yeah.
what the fuck ever. So now we have that. Now we're having the vice president say, encouraging people to make, to like report people to lose their jobs. Yesterday we had like four football stadiums do like a tribute. Like, I
No,
just.
it's bad, it's worse. It was only four teams didn't do the Charlie Kirk
Oh, okay.
acknowledgement thing. Yeah, it was bad. So baseball and football all held like a moment of silence or whatever for Charlie Kirk. And I think Chicago, they were like, we're not about that life, bitch. And so we're not like they started making noise and booing and shit.
Yes. Yeah, so it's just like, I am sick of it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, again, it's like not surprising, but it is, I don't know what the word is. I'm just, what the fuck? I guess that's
Yeah.
my what the fuck. And yeah, the thing also that people aren't talking about is like that same day there was a mass shooting at a high school in Colorado. And the 16-year-old boy died by suicide after he committed the shooting, and it like there's on record that he was influenced by, mass shootings and like white supremacy and like neo-Nazi rhetoric, and it's like no one's talking about that. No one even mourned those kids. N This has never been done for anyone, first of all, by any like school shootings. They didn't even do that for the kids in Uvalde. It's goofy. It's goofy. And then I'm seeing like the most ridiculous things. Like I mentioned, those AI videos. But it's also like the comparison now, like they're throwing in Malcolm X before it
Oh
was just
God.
MLK and it was Jesus. I saw one where it was like Abraham Lincoln, Kennedy, MLK, Charlie Kirk, and Jesus in that order. And now they're throwing in Malcolm X. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Obviously, these people are like, he was calling him an activist to me is
He was okay, which is
sure.
yeah, which I wanted to talk about too, because it's brought up my problem with the word activist, because as I've said before, right-wing people think that they're fucking doing activism too. Like when
Yeah, I
they
was thinking that. I literally sat there and I Googled, like, let me, okay, let's Google the word activism because y'all are at, like, he was a civil rights activist. Y'all are, or
anything,
whatever.
he wanted less civil rights.
Yes, a free speech activist, but if you critique him, you're going to jail and you're losing your job or you're getting deported.
Girl, there was this one right-wing activist, online, who was like literally spending all her free time calling people's employers that she saw making fun of Charlie Kirk. And last number that she threw out, she's like, I've already called 4,000 jobs and I'm exhausted, but anything for Charlie Kirk. Yeah.
That what else is that I've seen? Yeah, like the throwing of the word activists around. He was, and let's talk a little bit about like who is or who was Charlie Kirk, because I think at this point everyone knows something about him, right? Whether like you didn't really know who he was before and now you're like, okay, but essentially this man who he's 31. I didn't even know he was 31. I don't know how old I thought he was. Irrelevant, I guess, but he was 31 and he pretty much created, I don't know if we're calling it an organization, I guess, Turning Point.
It's an organization. It's very present, across college campuses.
Yeah, there's chapters in like, I don't know the number right now. I want to throw around the number 800, but that could be inaccurate. But there's like chapters in universities. Like Turning Point chapters or whatever. And I guess like their biggest thing is debate. Like this is like a thing that right wing people do that like bigots do, where they're like, let's debate, let's have an open dialogue, a conversation. And it's, for me, first of all, debate is a skill. It's like, it's not, I'm not a debater. I'm not going to go and debate someone. I feel like if you debate, like, that's a skill that you have, that you learn. Charlie Kirk wasn't a good debater. I've seen so many videos recently. Like, I hadn't before, but I have within the last few days, and I've seen other videos of people explaining why he's not even a good debater. And I'm like, yeah, he just changes the subject, or he like does that, like, whatever. He's not even a good debater. He
Deflects.
deflects. And then one of the biggest things that he was good at, him and his organization, is that they were able to create this content for, like, again, Gen Z, for younger audiences that are able to engage them and, like, grab them in, like, like these little sound bites of, like, the word trigger or abortion, or we own this, like, blue-haired liberal and trans people this. And so you're, like, automatically, like, engaged with that little clip, right? Because it's easy. Versus, I think someone had made this point, like, leftist can't really do that, or we haven't mastered the art of it. I feel like sometimes we have with, like, memes, but it's like with leftist theory, with leftist anything conversation, like, there's critical thinking behind it. You can't just be like, here's a little sound bite and you're gonna know everything, right? It's like engaging in dialogue, trying to make people think, explaining things to people, directing them to videos or podcasts, or, like, it's a lot more than, like, right wing who just do these little, like, I own the libs, So they were able to do that, you know what I mean? And this is, like, what he does, or what he did with these debates. It's like, I'm just like, in his last quote unquote debate, it's like asking a direct question: how many trans shooters have there been? Too many. And then, oh, everyone's clapping. And it's like, that's what I'm talking about. So anyway, I don't even know what we're talking about. So that's what he would do. And I think there's a important, I was, like, trying to figure out how to word this in a way that doesn't come off as, like, I'm being, I don't know if condescending is a word, towards, like, university college age students. 'Cause it's like, it is important to talk about how he would go into universities and debate college age kids as a grown ass man, because I think, especially, like, younger college students, like fresh out of high school, like, I'm not saying, I don't want to say that, like, college students or, like, teenagers aren't capable of having critical analysis, aren't capable of analyzing things and, like, debating and doing that, or being intellectual, right? Like, I don't want to say that, but it is like these people are barely coming into their lives. Like, they're coming out of high school, they're going to college, where they're going to explore these ideas, where they're going to educate or take these classes that are going to, you know what I mean? And it's like, so going into universities is, like, was very obviously intentional. And I don't want to use the word grooming either, because I don't think grooming is the right word. But yeah, it's like, that was, like, the propaganda that is who he was trying to manipulate and brainwash, and why he would go into universities.
Yeah, I think brainwash is a probably a proper term, but also, like, I mean, it's not grooming. Not in like the sexual way, but like definitely. What word do I want? It's like brainwash, influence.
Influence.
When you're that young, you're just susceptible to anything to that makes sense of the world because you're still trying to make sense of it too.
And I think also for men, like, we're talking about men specifically, Gen Z men, college aged, that are also sometimes going away for college, that might feel isolated, that might feel lonely, and want to connect with people. And this is, like, a way for him to do that with men specifically, I feel. And also, because I've seen some interviews where, again, I've seen so many videos of, like, people interviewing, like, Charlie Kirk fans on campuses, and, like, a lot of these men, a lot of these guys, these boys can't even articulate a lot, like, why they like him. It, like nothing. It's kind of just like, again, I'm going with the crowd. I'm going with this person who's like telling me these things I want to hear, or like I believe cares for me or my well-being. You know what I mean? And it's like that aspect of like being influential, and especially to young people. And it's wild also that he apparently, Charlie Kirk, dropped out of community college.
Yeah.
That's like a thing I'm seeing, and I don't even want to touch that, because like who the fuck cares if you went to college? Like, that doesn't mean anything to me,
Yeah.
right? It's like I'm like, oh, he didn't graduate, like whatever. But again, he dropped out of college, and like I say that because today I saw a tweet, and it was like, I don't know if it was a politician or who it was, I need to go back to it, and they were like encouraging everyone not to go to college because it's like liberal brainwash. And I'm like,
Yeah.
that's what they were doing at the Utah University.
Girl, yeah, they're trying to find a scapegoat for, because they don't want to admit. Well, first of all, they were trying to blame the shooter's motives first on them being transgender. When that didn't end up being the case, they were trying to frame this alleged shooter as a leftist. When it came out that not only was this child not a leftist, but that his whole family was like super conservative, and that actually this alleged shooter was influenced by a right-wing influencer, they pivoted to like, oh, he was influenced by his time in college. And then it came out that this child had only spent one semester in college,
An online course.
and it was all online courses. Like,
Yeah, but that is not shocking. Obviously, they're never going to. And I think also that's why we haven't heard anything. Like the FBI or whoever, they're like saying that he hasn't cooperated. Like he
yeah.
hasn't confessed, he hasn't cooperated, nothing. And it's because they're probably trying to make him say he's a leftist. And
Yeah.
he clearly is not.
Yeah. He was allegedly influenced by Nick Fuentes, who I've only just discovered this week.
I'm sorry.
Who is apparently a Mexican American.
Bitch. No, he's according to his Wikipedia page, he
Yeah.
is of Italian, Irish, and Mexican descent. So, okay, sure, buddy.
But he was influenced by that guy who on social media, this guy, Nick Fuentes, has said things to the effect of Charlie Kirk is like a terrorist, essentially, because he's not pushing the kids like far right enough. And in one of the last videos that Nick Fuentes did in relation to Nick Fuentes did in relation to Charlie Kirk, Fuentes says Charlie's a bitch, he's a fake patriot, anti-Christian, and anti-white. Let all focus our firepower on Charlie. Like,
Yeah.
girl, focus our firepower. Like, how is that not putting a hit on somebody?
So there were, because I have some videos saved, and again, I'm sorry to everyone. I wish I could share all these videos that I have with everyone, but one of them was a while ago, I want to say within the last few months, or if not the last month, where some of Nick Fuentes' fans, or we'll call them supporters, whatever, were literally showing up to Charlie Kirk events and debates and protesting him. That's
Yeah.
what they were already doing. So, because Nick Fuentes, again, did not think that Charlie Kirk was right enough for him, and that he
Yeah.
just kind of did this like Christian, I'm a God person, and also his stance on Palestine, he did not agree with, but again, that's, two different things. But Yeah, he now all of a sudden, I think Nick Fuentes did put out like a video saying, like denouncing Charlie Kirk's murder, but it wasn't really much. It was just like, yeah, we shouldn't, whatever. And I'm like,
Mind you,
he probably knows it's one of his
yeah,
supporters that did it.
because that supporter identified as a Groyper, which is apparently what Nick Fuentes' fans call themselves, which, like, that's quite a choice name.
Yes. So, if you want to do like a deep dive into the Groypers, Nick Fuentes, and all that, I would encourage you to do that just so you kind of know what's going on. But it's also like just this rabbit hole of like just the most awful people, and also it's like I had seen another video of someone explaining like what Nick Fuentes and Groypers and kind of like how we got here and all this stuff. And she did, you know, she did make a point of like Groyper specifically. This is like they're just like those kids online, like Gen Z. I want to say Gen Z mostly, that go on the internet and they're just like, yeah, they go down this rabbit hole of like incel, white supremacist, neo-Nazi shit. And at the same time, it's like they fuck with Trump, but it's also like they're not going to follow him the way that like Charlie Kirk MAGA fans follow Trump, like he can do no wrong and we're just gonna go what Trump says. Like they fuck with Trump, but they're also like gonna critique him, or they're gonna be like a little more flexible on that, like with leaders or like with point figures, which is interesting because Nick Fuentes is like, I guess if we're gonna call it their leader, like someone important. But like this shooter and the motive, it's like they were talking about how like there probably isn't even like a bigger motive. It's kind of just like, haha, I did this. You know what I mean? Like it's funny.
I mean,
Like
yeah, the
it
three.
doesn't even have to be like some fucking deep motive. It's just like a meme incel culture on Reddit or 4chan or whatever, that's just like gun culture, and you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, well, the bullets that. So, first, they were. Which is really funny now that I'm talking about this part. Because remember how I told you that we're trying to blame trans people at first for this? Because of the TRN on the casing or whatever, which again is like just standard shit. Later, they would find that like the bullets were literally like transcribed with like incel, like intra-culture, like memes, right? There was one that was that like my favorite was like, if you're reading this, you're gay. A bullet said that. There was another one that said, oh, woo, notices bulge. What is that? Like, which is like this, like, anime ass, like, incel shit.
I read that that was f in re in response to furries.
I mean, there's
That
overlap.
Nick Fuentes hates furries.
Oh, shit.
Something like that. I could be
I mean, I
I'm
guess
like,
we have.
there's like so much information that I'm just like, why do I
Man.
why?
I guess that we have that in common. And then the last one, I think the last bullet was like the only one that was like explicitly like anti-fascist, but the way that this professional like broke it down is that like I believe it was NPR or AP News. The way she broke it down is that like when you're so far right as like the Nick Fuentes types, somebody who's like a moderate conservative looks like is referred to as a fascist. So, I forgot exactly what the bullet said, the third bullet that they found, but essentially it was like something to supposedly the effect of like, you know, fuck anti-fascists, but in a right-wing way, which is crazy to me. Yeah. Oh God.
Maybe he doesn't hate furries. I think, sorry, it was like maybe he likes furries or was one. I don't know. Something that furry thing is definitely like a tie to Nick Fuentes too somehow. Okay. Sorry, where were we at?
Where weren't we at? Like,
I
there's just
know.
so much. Girl, the
Yeah,
flag,
the fact that
the.
like they think that Charlie Kirk is a fascist in their right-wing world is wild because it is, you know, just like they think liberals are fascists. They think, yeah.
Yeah, which, oh God, reminds me of something else that is happening around, God. So when the Republicans thought that the killer was trans, they were literally saying things like, "Time to bring back the death penalty." And then when they find out that the killer was allegedly, well, the alleged killer was a cis white man, they said, "We know Charlie Kirk would want us to pray for such an evil and lost individual like Tyler Robinson, which is the alleged killer, to find Jesus Christ. We will try to do the same."
Of course.
So, if you get accused of committing a crime and you're trans or a person of color, they want you dead. But if you're a white man, they want thoughts and prayers for you.
And
Like,
like the people that they're going to take it out on aren't even white leftists per se. I mean, on some level, but mostly it's going to be black people, trans people, migrants, Latinx people, marginalized people. Like the day after Charlie Kirk got assassinated, there was like what, how many HBCUs that were like on lockdown?
oh yeah, because they were receiving death threats.
Yes.
After, yeah.
So it's like a white man, sorry, I was just making sure that that happened. Yeah, the day after he got killed. And it's like, where, like, again, like, what do black people have to do with this? Right? Like, you're saying, like, that he loved black people, that he didn't hate gay people. He just. Get the fuck out of here. And now also like now there's been like a few videos I've seen of actual Nazis, white supremacists marching in like
Yeah.
certain cities, and it's like, oh, I thought you guys said he wasn't a Nazi. I thought you
Yeah.
guys said he wasn't a white supremacist. So then what are these marches? Why are they marching for him? Like, and like I'm not even debating. Like, this is going back to the whole debate thing. Like, the reason I never sat there and watched any of these debate videos, like again, I knew who Charlie Kirk was. I never watched these videos because I'm like, what the fuck do I look like debating a fucking Nazi, white supremacist, racist, misogynist, homophobe on people's livelihoods?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to, you know, try to debate you on that. I'm not here to try to convince you on anything on that my life has meaning or anyone else is like, I'm not doing that. And I don't feel like anyone should be doing that. But that's, you know, if you want to do that, whatever. I just think it's like, it does more harm than good. It actually benefits, I feel, right-wing white supremacists more than anything because they're always going to get the last word. Again, with Charlie Kirk and Turning Point, they were able to capitalize on those little videos. And like, which is funny that a lot of people are like, when you're like, he's a Nazi or he was this or he said this, and they're like, oh my God, you're taking it out of context. You need to watch
Yeah.
the whole video. And it's like the video's like 5 minutes long and he's just saying the same shit. I'm not gonna sit here and watch 5 minute videos of him. You know, they're like, you're taking it out of context. And some of these quotes, it's like, it doesn't even matter if it's out of context. Like, why would you say this thing? Like, it doesn't matter what fucking context it was in or if it was in a debate or whatever. Like, people are just deflecting, obviously. And again, it's because they also have these viewpoints. So they're like, if you're saying that this person is a Nazi, that this person is a racist, that this person is homophobic, then so am I. But I'm not going to admit that. So I'm going to deflect, right? And I'm going to project. And that's what they're all doing right now. Another group that I wanted to talk about are Christians, because this is like Charlie Kirk was a Christian. That's what he called himself. He was a Christian. He was a follower of God, and he would use Christianity, religion, the Bible as like what is a word? I'm just doing God's work. I'm just doing saying what's in the Bible. I'm just using it to cover himself, right? As like whatever. And when people started sharing that like empathy quote from him, that he's like, empathy's a new age term and I don't believe in empathy and all this bullshit. I don't know what the rest of the video was. I automatically, and I remember saying this to you, Ruben, I don't know if you remember, like earlier on this year, I was like, I saw this book that was like how Christians or how the left is weaponizing empathy against Christians. And I don't think we dove too much into it. I think I just kind of mentioned it, but I thought of that book and I went back to it and I started like Googling stuff and reading articles. And I'm like, this is just like, it's not just him that he said this on his own. This is like a thing that's happening with Christians right now, that they are like, we don't have to have empathy towards trans people, towards undocumented people, towards immigrants, towards anyone, because if I have empathy, then you're kind of like, this is my religion.
You're
And
tricking
so
me. You're
you're
tricking
tricking
me.
me and you're manipulating me into doing this. I'm something that my religion says is wrong. Right. And I say this a lot, and it's probably annoying, but again, I tell people I grew up evangelical because I feel a lot of people grew up going to church or their parents were Catholic or Christian, whatever, and they went to church. And so they're familiar a little bit with it. But like with me, I wasn't just like my parents were Christian and I went to church on Sundays. Like, no, I was, since I was like very, very little, I was in the church. I grew up in the church. I got baptized, I don't know how many times.
You can get
I was in,
baptized more than once.
I did, because I was like so paranoid that I was gonna go to hell and that the first one didn't count, or that
What?
I one of the things that for me was like, I was just traumatized as a child that I was gonna go to hell, like for every little thing that I did, if I lied, if I forgot something, like I had nightmares about hell, about Satan, like even talking about it is very traumatic. But anyway, as I grew up, even like going from children's church, and then I grew out of that and I went into youth group. And when I was in youth group, I was a leader in the youth group. I did fundraisers. I then taught children's church. So I was teaching kids about church. I was in the choir. I was like very, very committed and involved. I wasn't just like, I'm going to church. Like, this was what I believed in, whatever. And it wasn't until probably like freshman year in high school, I kind of just started pulling away, but I still believed in God. I just wasn't, I don't know if it's because I got older. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, I don't know if it's because like the mute, like it sounds weird, but it could have been the music. I started listening to like punk a lot. And like, I feel like that kind of did save me a little bit, right? I don't know. The point is, I kind of like grew out of it, and then I stopped going to church, but I still believed in God. And that's kind of like, it wasn't until like my early 20s that I kind of just separated from the church, from God. I have not been to church. I don't believe in God. That's a whole other thing. But I just want to say, when I say these things, when I see things about right-wing people and Christianity and using Christianity in certain ways for propaganda, like to be racist and to be evil, it like irks the shit out of me, because there's a conversation about, I don't know, Christianity has always been used in that way. Where you're going back to slavery and colonization, like it's not like people have always like used religion, especially Christianity and Jesus, to do these terrible and awful things. So it's not this new thing that's happening, but I feel like there's just been this, I think maybe since like Trump took office, with Christians, that they have just like went from like the regular quotation marks like Christianity to like fascism like immediately. And that's where the empathy thing is coming from. Like, it kind of went from like pretending that you loved your neighbor and pretending that you were this good person, and now it's just like, we hate trans people, we hate black people, we hate gay people, we hate women. Like, it's fucking wild. But I don't know, it's just like, I hate it because now I'm seeing all these people that are like, another recession indicators, like people converting to Christianity, especially women, that I'm seeing a lot. And so with this Charlie Kirk thing, I've seen so many comments and people are like, I didn't know who he was, or like, I'm not a Christian, but he made me want to be a Christian. And like,
What the
now I'm gonna
fuck?
be a Christian and like Christian this, and like he was a man of God. I'm like, this is the man of God. This is your man of God. If your heaven is filled with white supremacists, what is that saying about you and your religion?
Yeah.
It's just wild to me. I think we could have a whole other conversation about religion. I think for me, it's just like growing up in that, as like toxic as it was, and going into the trauma and all of that. It's like, I think especially for migrants and immigrants, like church is a community. Like my mom, that was here in the US being a immigrant, like that was her community, being in the church. And I did find community in the church, and there was like, love and care and kindness. But then there's, and I do know Christians that are those Christians that are kind, that are, what Jesus, the example of Jesus, what we think Christians should be. So they do exist, but it's like the majority of them are like Christo-fascists, like, and
Yeah.
they're just, and it's very frustrating. But that's like one aspect that I'm seeing a lot, like this Christian religion. Charlie Kirk was a Christian, he was a good man of God, and it's like, God told you to do all this? God told you to say all this? That's interesting to me, but I've seen like some video, some woman earlier who was like, our pastor didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk, so now we have to find a new church.
Oh my God. I did see one pastor give like a really good speech about like he was shared by India Moore.
It was a black pastor, right?
Yeah. Brother Howard John Wesley gave a speech that is being called I Am Overwhelmed. And it talked about like the hypocrisy of like the establishment wanting us to like mourn this person that didn't see our humanity, particularly Black people's humanity. And the pastor goes on to basically say that they're making us focus on the wrong 1%. You know, he was like, you know, did you know that, you know, immigrants and trans people make up only like 1% of the population, or it's so low. And they're not the ones taking your rights or making you know, your life more expensive. It's the billionaires. And that this whole thing is just a big ruse to have us focus on the wrong on to scapegoat people so that the billionaires can continue to suck the life out of people, essentially. So that was great. It's wonderful when like religion serves its purpose, which is to unite people, I believe. You know, I'm also not religious. I was also raised religious, and I like to think that I'm like culturally Catholic. But you know, I understand why people need it. You know, it can be very affirming and comforting to believe in a higher power. And I think as long as it's used for good and for unifying people, then, you know, it's a net positive. Unfortunately, particularly in America, religion is used as a weapon against marginalized people, despite the fact that, like, one of the main reasons that we, you know, became America as a country is for people to practice like religious, to have religious freedom and to have a separation of church and state. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a lie. That is a lie. But yeah, I'm trying to think of like other things that I've seen or that I want to like bring up.
I mean, the way with this whole thing of like the right wing, like calling people's employers and shit, and like, you know, having people get fired. It's pretty clear, as Jabuki puts it, it's pretty clear now that counterculture complaints from the right were just jealousy. Like, they love the right wings, love cancel culture, right?
Absolutely. Like I said, everything that they say about like, oh, free speech and cancel culture and snowflakes, and it's like, y'all are, that is what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
And these are, again, like a lot of these things, like I don't even post because I'm like, it should, like, for example, like these are the people that are like, oh, how dare you? This was a man. It doesn't matter, you know, who he is. Like, it's a loss of life. It's, people were like, his daughter and his wife were there, which that's a lie. They were not even there, but people keep saying that they were present during this, in during the assassination, which no, but regardless, it's like the right is trying to act so hard, like they didn't spend, especially since Obama took office with Trayvon Martin, where they were
Yep.
doing like the Trayvon Martin challenge, how they still to this day talk about George Floyd, and not just Trayvon Martin, George Floyd. These are like the two, Mike Brown, like Sandra Bland, like every black person has been taken by state violence, by police brutality, and how they didn't make memes about it, laugh about it. Went to go, what's that fucking white boy's name that shot a black person? Kyle Rittenhouse.
Rittenhouse.
What was Trayvon Martin? Zimmerman.
George
Like they went
Zimmerman.
to go do meet and greets with him. The way that just like 2 months ago they were like, oh, talk joking about migrants being eaten by alligators, just how they comment on ICE kidnappings, like I voted for this. Like they're not the most fucking violent people and like nastiest evil people in the world, and now they want to like talk to us, or like cheering on the Palestinian genocide, how they don't even care about Sudan, Congo, like all of these things. Like all of a sudden these people want to preach to us about morality, like they have any, like they're the authority, like get the fuck out of my face. Like I don't even engage with any of this. And I can, you right, you can rebuttal and be like, oh, you did this. Like people keep, like on Twitter, where it's like celebrities, politicians, whoever, that are like, how dare you? Like, we don't do this. And people are like, didn't you just say this? Is this you? And it's like them saying the most violent shit. But it's like, that doesn't mean anything to them, because to them, the people that they are referencing, black people, migrants, Palestinians, those aren't humans to them. They're talking about white people and specifically white supremacists like themselves. So I feel a lot of this. Like, I get it. Like, you want to call right-wing people hypocrites and you want to call them out. Like, just like I do, right? Because, like, I'm saying, like, get the fuck out of here. You do this every fucking day. But, like, it's also like they don't care. They know that. They just don't care. And that's what I, going back to this debate, like, debating people or trying to argue with these people, it's like, nah. Like, you can unfriend me. You can block me. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not here to convince you of anything. Period. Like,
They don't, yeah, they don't, they know they're wrong. They have dissonance, right? The same reason my brother-in-law couldn't answer if he really thinks that, you know, him, that Charlie Kirk, you know, was right on slavery, you know? They're so brainwashed that they don't care that they're wrong, right? Because the right, these con there's not, I don't even want to say the right, because it's like the right of what, like fascism, like these fascists, like they appeal to people's like emotions and make them turn off their brains. It's the same reason that Donald Trump just recently said that smart people don't like him, right? And these motherfuckers are saying shit like, you know, if this would have been a Democrat, like y'all would have rioted, but we're not. Or like, if this was a right wing, a Democrat, like you guys, like we wouldn't do this to you. But Melissa Hortman and her husband were murdered by a Trump supporter just 3 months ago, 3 fucking months ago. So a literal politician was murdered, and there was no flying flags at half mast anywhere, no actual, like eulogies and shit. But this podcaster, this social media influencer, which is essentially what Charlie Kirk was, this social media fucking influencer, he dies, and all of a sudden the world has to stop and cry about it. And if you don't cry about it correctly, you get fucking fired. That is wild. That is fucking fascism. And the fact that JD Vance has time to go fill in for Charlie Kirk's
fucking unemployed
podcast.
bitch.
Like, the, you know, Kylie Chung said it best. No one in history has ever been this unemployed. Like, because let's get it, let's get it, let's not get it twisted. Like, just because you don't have a job doesn't mean you're unemployed. Like, you can have a job and be an unemployed idiot like JD Vance. Like, unemployment is a state of mind, essentially. And JD Vance is the most unemployed motherfucker ever. And like people refusing, like denying that Charlie Kirk was a Nazi. Meanwhile, like all these white men are marching around saying shit like white men fight back and wearing literal Nazi shirts. And like white men fight back against who? Because it was another white man who allegedly shot y'all's king. Like, so if y'all want to shoot each other, like that's a gang war for real. Y'all can go ahead and do that. But also, it's wild that Charlie Kirk's last words were gang violence and him being anti-black. But literally, he was killed as part of a gang war. If Nick Fuentes is one gang, Charlie Kirk is another gang. That's a gang war.
A mess,
That's
a
why don't
fucking
white cry.
mess.
Oh Lord. And that reminds me, all these motherfucker teams, like, especially the football teams crying about and like hosting moments of silence
I thought
about
there was no
shit.
politics in football or
A,
whatever.
yeah, because wasn't Kaepernick basically stripped of his fucking career for standing up for black rights? And specifically, like, basically just saying, like, hey, cops shouldn't kill black people. He was blacklisted from the NFL. Because politics have no place in sports. But then this motherfucker, Charlie Kirk, gets shot after being a fucking bigot for years and everything has to stop. Meanwhile, Charlie Kirk literally said the NFL shall no longer be subsidized by any government, local, state, or federal, end all subsidies, which, like, okay. And then the Dallas Cowboys also honored Charlie Kirk, and one of his last podcasts, Charlie Kirk said, "The Cowboys are so easy to hate. Why is every Cowboys fan like a 5'6" Mexican with l long jean shorts?"
I mean, don't want to give him credit, but
And furthermore, the New York Yankees also last week were all mourning him, and today,
was?
the New York Yankees,
Oh, okay.
and today they've made a post. Happy
I'm
his
not a sports girl. I'm just like,
yeah,
okay.
I do follow baseball.
Okay.
They posted Happy Hispanic Heritage Month, and posted a bunch of like Hispanic players with their flags. And D'Souza Nice responded. They said, "Ignore last week, you spics. Come and spend some money with us now."
The Ivan.
That also reminds me that Democratic government Josh Shapiro had his home set on fire while his family was sleeping in there this year, and the fucking politicians did nothing about that. And in 2024, Charlie Kirk called for Joe Biden to be executed for like no clear reasons. And just I think was it last year that somebody broke into Nancy Pelosi's home and like attacked her husband with a hammer? Like Trump then went on TV and joked about it, like that Nancy Pelosi's like walls were not, they couldn't protect her, and shit like that. Y'all have to know you're bullshitting, right? Like, conservatives have to know they're bullshitting.
It's
Otherwise,
also like they, I also think it's this other angle of yes, and I don't even know. Because going back to like their racism, it's like they also think racism is normal. They think that these things are normal. You know what I mean? So it's like in their brains, they're like, Charlie said this, and like that's a normal thing to feel. I feel that way. How is that racist? Or a lot of these things, again, the majority white people, this doesn't affect them. Ever. So to them, these are just like thoughts and ideas that you know what I mean? It's like they're so disconnected. And I wanted to bring up real quick that the, was it the Utah? Hold on. I don't know if he's the mayor or like the Utah governor, Utah mayor, the city. He had made some press conference where he was like, I prayed for th 33 hours that this wasn't one of ours. Like he was literally saying, I was hoping this was a immigrant. I was
Oh
hoping
my
this was someone who came
God.
into Utah to do this. And then it's like, oh, surprise, bitch, it's a white man from Utah.
Oh, he should have
Also
played
random. Sorry,
for.
these are just things that are popping in my mind. Some other clip I saw from Charlie Kirk was like, which is not a new one. My sister actually has said this to me before, of how they were talking the debating or whatever about children having free lunch and breakfast at schools and how he was against it.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, this is like, and he's like, no, your parents should feed their kids. And then, you know, this person debating is like, well, what if like they can't? What if like the government doesn't pay them a livable wage? Like, blah, blah. He's like, well, too bad. And I'm like, this, and like, this isn't like just Charlie Kirk. Like, Republicans hate children. They hate feeding children. They want to cut like education from children, healthcare from children. They don't want to feed children at schools. In that clip, he's like, we don't like that's not real. Like, children in America aren't starving. We actually have an obesity problem with children.
Oh my
So I'm
God.
just like, how is like these this is the man that y'all are mourning right now. Like, please, please. Like, it's so funny. I'm seeing so many people that are like, I or know in real life people that have like argued with like people from their high school, like old people, right? Like, because on Instagram or social media, it's like, not, I feel like I have like four people that I've known from high school tops, and it's like we don't even engage that much. It's like they view my story. Sometimes I like their posts, but they're not political. They're not, you know what I mean? Like they don't say anything.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure we all have those people that we have on our friends list that's like from high school and old friends that are again coming out the woodwork that are just like, I have something to say. I'm very
Yeah.
upset that you did this all of a sudden. Sorry, I don't even know where I was going with that. My brain is like going 100 miles per hour. I'm sorry, Anita. That thought will come back to me. But anyway, all these people are hypocrites.
I'm
I don't
also
even know what else to say.
like this whole thing about like having respect for the dead is like crazy because like conservatives and these fascists like they regularly like shoot up like Fred Hampton's grave, Emmett Till's grave, like they regularly disrespect the dead.
Yeah,
Like
online or like
in
in
person, they
person.
shoot up their graves and their memorials. Like, how many fucking like murals of like murdered black people have not been defaced by like these motherfucking fascists? Like tons of them. And so they're not even like by their own measure, they're not even like meeting that like at all. So if somebody tells you to like respect the dead, tell them that the dead should have been a nicer person, essentially.
And life, yeah. Because
Yeah.
you know, we say this all the time because this is, you know, it's so funny. I had shared something on AnFam earlier and it was like this meme of this cute little deer and it's like, I love when fascists die in agony or something like that. And I had clicked because like, you know, you can see who reshares your
Yeah.
stuff, right? And so someone had reshared it and they were like, actually, I took a screenshot of it. Let me read it to you guys. So they reshared this and they say, I still follow many lefty pages that I followed back when I was a leftist. It's really scary how brainwashed I was,
Oh my God.
and they still are. Real talk. I remember having the same evil attitude when Rush Limbaugh died in 2021. Looking back now, I had no clue what I was talking about. I pray for these people. I had to block this person because I'm like, why are you following me? That just means you're reporting my shit. I like don't be following
Yeah.
me, bitch. Like don't be fucking following me. So I had to block him. I was
Yeah.
gonna talk shit, but I was like, just get the fuck out of my face, bitch. But I'm like, okay, so you used to be a leftist, you used to follow, or you still follow leftist page. You used to be a leftist, you went into recession and became a Christian, and now you're feeling bad because you died when fucking Rush Limbaugh died. Like now you have some kind of like remorse and regret going on, bitch. Like that sounds like a personal fucking issue. Me, and this is the thing also, like if you're listening to this, if you're like, I'm a leftist or I lean left, or like I also am like hoping, like, we all go through a liberal phase. I've gone through it. And, like, for me personally, like, I feel like I keep going more left, like slowly. Maybe it's not as
Yeah.
fast as like some people want me to be, but it's like I have been going left, 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 right? Whereas like I feel a lot of liberals that I know just stay stuck just
Yeah.
being a liberal. But what I want to say is like if you're a liberal, if you're still like I'm uncomfortable with guns, I'm uncomfortable with violence, I'm nonviolent, I don't believe in violence. Like if you know what I mean, like you're struggling with that, you're like I personally don't want to make fun of this person. I feel like those are all very like real things to feel. And if that's you, that's you. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to go on the internet and laugh. You don't have to go on the internet and like engage. You know what I mean? It's like, but I feel like you need to shut the fuck up and let other people feel what they want to feel because like how are you telling oppressed people, marginalized people that are affected by these ideologies? Because people, I saw another comment where people are like, well, he did, Charlie Kirk wasn't violent. He wasn't physically violent. He didn't kill anyone. He didn't hurt anyone physically. And it's like, again, we go back to like, you think, what is violence? What is political violence? It's not just this, it's also genocide. It's also not having housing, not having food, not being taken care of. Like, it's violence is a lot more than that. And so, you telling oppressed people, people that are actually affected by these ideologies, by these words, by these little fucking debates, like telling us not to feel whatever the fuck we want to feel, whether that's rage, whether that's like laughing online, like, you know what I mean? It's like, keep it to yourself. If you don't believe in guns, you don't believe in violence, you don't want to laugh, like, then don't do it. But don't go on the internet trying to shame us or trying to make us feel bad for not mourning a fucking Nazi. Like, you're never going to shame me into mourning a fucking Nazi, into mourning people like Rush, who the Queen, I'm trying to remember, like people that have died, because like this happens all the time. Someone dies, they're like, how dare you speak of the dead? And it's like, this person was a terrorist, this person was like a terrible person. Like, it's like the same thing every time a politician, war criminal fucking dies. Like, we're supposed to be respectful and we're supposed to give them respect that they never gave anybody fucking else. So, no, whatever. I'm just saying, like, you can be believe in nonviolence and that's you, but don't, you know, try to go online or like tell your friends not to feel or trying to shame them or trying to make them feel like they're doing something wrong for not mourning a fucking Nazi is all I want to say about that.
Yeah, no, that's fucking real.
Because like you said, yeah, like if you know, I don't know what people are going to say when I die, but they won't say that I was a fucking Nazi. I'll tell you that much. They're not going to sit
Yeah.
here and lie and say that I was like this, and like they can't even pull up a fucking quote for me being a good person, or that they're going to be like, well, Cassandra was a mom. Like, and that's all you can say about me? Like,
Yeah.
no. Like, no.
And like that reminds me of like something that people should understand is that like just because something makes you uncomfortable like doesn't mean it's wrong. Just because you see people celebrating the death of like this bad man does not like mean that it's wrong to do that, right? Like you might be uncomfortable with that, and that's something that like is fair. You know, in a perfect world there would be no evil men to celebrate their death. That's not the world we live in, though. But people get to cheer on when their oppressor eats shit. Like that's just the reality of it. People get to do that. Because at this point, I'm sorry, but this is like kind of like a barometer test of like, okay, bitch, like you say you hate Trump and all the damage he's doing to people, but if
Oh, you know,
something.
when Trump dies, they're gonna do this exact. When George Bush, when all these people die, they're gonna. It's like eat the rich and all these little cute little slogans you all say. But when shit gets real and they start dropping like flies, all of a sudden it's like, oh no, oh no, we gotta respect them. Oh no, free speech. Oh no, I didn't agree, but whatever. And it's like, that's how I know you're a fucking fake fucking leftist. You're just fucking like, get the fuck out of here. It's like, I don't know. Liberalism is all like, I say it all the time. It's like, it's just optics and theatrics. And it's like this like game that, you know, like, We're talking about real shit. We're talking about real fucking lives here.
Yeah. And also like Before I forget, a big fuck you to like WeHo, to the city of WeHo, who literally flew the rain the pride flags at half mast in honor of Charlie Kirk.
Bitch.
Bitch, he literally was on video saying how we should be stoned to death.
Oh no, you took that out of context. He was just talking about some scripture in the Bible. I've seen that.
The funniest thing is that like people have taken him like literally where they're like, okay, so you believe everything the Bible says should be true, like should be held like to the same standard. And he was like, yeah. And then they were like, here are the reasons why you should have been stoned to death right now as you stand. And it was like things like wearing like mixed cloths or like working on a Sunday or something like that. Like, and he was just speechless. He just got owned. And like I am, while I'm remembering this, like he did not, oh, fucking Ezra Klein's bitch ass went on like The Nation or something and was like, Charlie Kirk did politics the right way by like, going on that
Engage
same,
in
yeah, in
debate or whatever.
conversation. It's not debate to basically put someone on the offensive to try to defend their own humanity constantly. That is not like, we cannot debate people's humanity. Like, I need y'all to like wake up to like, if you can debate whether or not like, gay people or immigrants or trans people or people of color like get to exist, like you are in such an incredible like privileged position that we have like nothing in common. Like the fact that other people's lives are up for debate is wild and should not be respected, and should be shut down. Like, that is insane. 50,000 people have been like, that's the Charlie K Kirk Data Foundation, is that's how many people they want to cancel.
Yeah,
And
we're about to be on there,
girl,
touching on the list.
at this point, if I'm not
We're
on a
already on.
Yeah, if I'm not on a fucking list, like, I'm so fucking embarrassed for myself.
I'm on a list somewhere because of the Trump thing, but
While this was happening, Trump also have allowed Trump to defund Planned Parenthood. And California has passed like a measure that will forbid schools from teaching about Palestine, and it just requires Gavin Newsom's signature at this point. And so if you're in California, make sure to make some noise about AB 715, which passed the Assembly and the Senate, so that they don't ban, so that Gavin Newsom can veto AB 17, which bans like the discussions of Palestine in schools. And I think this is going to be a big measure. I feel like Gavin Newsom's being like upheld by all these fucking liberals as like, our hope for the Democratic Party. But once again, we've come to the humanity of Palestinians, which more and more people are like, are realizing the crimes of Israel. And if Gavin Newsom passes this, I don't really see a way for him forward.
Yeah.
Like, never mind all the other horrible shit he's done, right? Or the fact that like California just recently passed made like legal like slavery still legal, right? Because basically incarcerated people can work for basically free. So these are just shits, things that are happening while while the world is like has their eye on Charlie Kirk. Which reminds me, before I forget, like fuck Charlie Kirk's wife who went on.
Oh, that's what I wanted to bring. That's one of the things I've been wanting to bring up. This whole thing, okay, when he died, one of the biggest things obviously is like he's a father. He has a family. He has a wife. Don't you feel bad? No, the fuck I don't. Because you know who else had a fa who else had a family? George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Palestinians have families. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, we all have families. We all have relatives. That doesn't, again, mean anything. Doesn't mean you're a good person. Y'all didn't care then. And everyone being rounded up by ICE is being separated by their fucking families, and you love that. So whatever, I don't give a fuck. But it's also this like, and we saw her. What's her name? Erica Kirk. Erica Kirk.
Sure.
Who made this like, I don't know what we're calling, video, address,
Yeah.
speech. And it's like this is what I expected. This is the evil white woman that is like the thing we do with white women that are married, especially that are like, oh, you know, it's like their husbands, like they're being influenced by their husband. It's like, do y'all not know white women? First of all,
Yeah.
it's like they are their own person. They have their own thoughts. They have their own feelings. There are white women who are like quotation Democrats, liberals who are married to
Yeah.
Republicans, and like I always see this, I'm like, y'all are fucking weird. They're always like,
Yeah.
my husband voted for Trump, but I voted for Hillary. Because again, politics don't really affect these motherfuckers, so they think it's like some we can agree to disagree
Yeah.
bullshit, I guess, whatever. But Republican women are also bigots. They're also fucking fascists. They're also like, she's like thinks the same way her husband fucking does, like
Yeah.
did, whatever. So it's like, it's wild that people were like, oh no, this white woman, let's protect her. And it's like, she just comes on here and starts talking like she wants to incite a fucking civil war and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. She's not a victim. And she's just like, she's just another fucking fascist bigot. Like, I'm supposed to feel sympathy for her too. I don't.
Yeah. And also, oh yeah, and they're like, oh, who was it? I believe it was Candace Owen, who also fucked Candace Owen, and I'll get back her bitch ass. But Erica Kirk basically said that a wife's grief should be a battle cry. She's literally calling people to violence. Like, in her address, in a fundraising email, which, by the way, like, it's so fucking cynical and gross that, like, the first thing you do after your husband dies is, like, send a fundraising email to your followers with donation, with easy donation, options as high as $100,000. Which reminds me, like, fuck Candace Owen. Like, it's like, fuck Candace Owen all day, every day, but also, like, for posting all these, like, woo-woo, my dead friend Charlie, who was my best friend, trying to, like, humanize this, like, evil dude who, like, didn't even think that, like, you had fucking the mental capacity to process things. Like, you're gonna make people sympathize with him about this. Like, that is crazy.
Yeah, I wanted to say, some people fell for that shit. So Candace Owens was posting all these videos of her and Charlie Kirk, like just
Having
what we're
fun and
calling
being
like having
normal.
fun, like singing, dancing, like best friends or gay best friend, whatever. And it's like, oh, I feel kind of like I saw some people being like, oh, I feel kind of sad. And I'm like, y'all are weak as fuck, because it's like another thing people need to think about is like, Charlie Kirk was, quotation, just sometimes a normal guy. And a normal guy is like, yeah, he's having fun. He has real friendships, whatever. But it's like, again, that doesn't make someone a good person. Like, he's what, quotation marks, best friends with this black woman. And then he said that black women are essentially that they're not smart. They're not smart enough. She's not smart like him, not smart like a white person, but they still bonded. They still were able to have like these cutesy little moments. And it's like, again, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Like, right-wing people laugh. Like, they're like us. Like, they have favorite foods. They go out, like, whatever. Like, that doesn't mean anything, is what I'm trying to say. Like, it doesn't mean anything. They're able to have those connections with people while still holding these like fucked up views, and people kind of lean into like the other part, like to try to humanize them. And it's like, no, we can't separate those things. Like, it, again, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. And oof, trying to figure out like how to like not leave stones unturned because there was so much.
I'm sure
But
more stuff will come up next time that
yeah.
we make over.
But yeah, did you want to close off? Or is
Sure,
there
I
anything you're
mean,
forgetting?
I'm sure there's a lot of I don't know. I feel like we've covered a lot. there were times where I kind of went off track. I still don't remember what I was talking about.
Oh,
So
before I forget, they were like, n somebody was like, no offense, but you know, it's not a right wing, a leftist who did the Charlie Kirk thing, because there's no way that a lefty would have been able to have the shot from 200 or however long, 200 yards away. Because we can't.
yes, but I would say there's at least a few out there that
I
could,
only know
but
of like one possible one.
Ethel
Ethel
Kane.
Cain.
But
Lord.
yes, so I don't even know like what made me less bitter. You already know.
Oh.
you already know what made me less bitter
Yeah.
this week.
Honestly, like full like keeping it real with you, I was having a grand old
I
time.
had such a great day that day. I was so happy. I was like, I love this. Like, I went out to the bar, had a drink. The next day, I also woke up feeling great.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
only negativity that has come to me from this so far, but not, you know, knowing these motherfuckers, was that, you know, my sister showed their ass. But other than that, girl, I went to a concert that night. I went to go see Marina and the Diamonds. And girl, the pre-party, I was turned up. Like, I was like, this is my shit. Like, what a good day. Yeah. Other than that, the other thing that made me less bitter was honestly seeing the supporting actress of Hacks give a very pro-Palestinian speech on the Emmys main stage when she won for Best Supporting Actress. Hannah Einbinder was on, you know, national television. And, you know, used her white privilege and her, you know, her Jewish culture to speak up about Palestine. She said, you know, go birds, fuck ICE, and free Palestine. And later in an interview afterwards, after the Emmys, she was very eloquent about like why she spoke up. And, you know, she said, like, as a Jewish woman, like she was tired of like the ethno state of Israel using her identity to commit a genocide. And she was like, you know, this, you know, genocide is against you know, the teachings of Judaism and blah blah. And she like stood on business. So that made me really happy. That seeing Javier Bardem also like whenever they interviewed him on the red carpet, he would always talk about like, you know, the real important thing today is to talk
Yeah,
about the good stuff.
he's been about it for
Yeah.
like some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also like I'm kind of like or weary or I don't know what the word is in regard to like celebrities and like in for example saying anything about Palestine because someday it just feels so empty. Like I always feel like they could be doing more. Like it doesn't mean anything. But I do want to say like yesterday when I saw that like I felt what's her name, Hannah?
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Einbinder.
When I saw that, like I thought that was, I think it was more of like, wow, like saying this, like we're finally at a point where like saying this on national television in this moment is a thing. Because like for so long, it's like you can't even say Palestine.
Yeah.
You can
You couldn't even
even
say
like you can
Palestine.
even wear this pin. You can't, you know what I mean? And it's like now, finally, if I want to be hopeful and be like, okay, like something's shifting or it has
Yeah.
already shifted, right?
Yeah. I mean, I remember just a little while ago, like, I think it was Gigi or Bella Hadid was on Chicken Shop Date, and they were so afraid to say Palestinian that Amelia, the host, she had to be the one who, like, to repeatedly say, "Oh, you mean Palestinian?" And then the Hadid sister would nod, and then eventually, towards like the middle of the interview, she would say Palestinian. And that wasn't too long ago. That was like a year ago. So I mean, that did make me happy. That and like about more than 1,000 actors, directors, Hollywood executives and creators signed a petition or a statement saying that they will no longer work with any production company or filmmaker, director, actor that is pro the genocide. And so, I mean, that's a big move. And, you know, there was some big names. There was some up and coming actors like Ayo Debri that, you know, is putting her name on the line quite a bit with that. Because her career is so young, but you know, it's people standing on business. So I appreciated that.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is it for me.
All right, y'all. So sorry. Well, not sorry, but this episode was obviously kind of long. But we had a vent
We had to
and
let it
talk about. We had
out.
to let it out. We had to let it out. I'm sure new things will be coming out as they are every fucking day. For
Yeah.
now, I just want to say if you are, a leftist, if you are like fuck Charlie Kirk, just be careful out,
Yeah.
just online, like do with that what you will. Like some people don't care. Some people, depending on their job, where, just just be careful out there.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Before we leave, I want to say thank you to Fernando P, Selena P, Miranda E, Ronnie L, and Bianca, who are in our I Know Her level tier over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. If you want to support more episodes of this podcast, remember to visit the link in our description. Bye.